This is Dolphins Rewind on Miami's Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
Welcome to week two of Dolphins Rewind. I'm your host, Alejandro Solana. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Alex M. Solana. You can follow 560 The Joe WQAM on Twitter and Instagram as well at 560 WQAM. And don't forget to follow Miami Dolphins on Twitter and IG at Miami Dolphins. Dolphins Rewind is driven by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall is a proud partner of the Miami Dolphins. The Auto Mall has it all: Chevy, Cadillac, Buick, and GMC. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. Well, Dolphin fans, we'll start, unfortunately, with last week's loss to the Ravens. I guess we'll call it a loss. Some will call it a blowout. Some will call it an absolute demolition of the Miami Dolphins at the hand of Baltimore. The Fins dropped their season opener 59-10 at Hard Rock Stadium. Again, an absolute blowout in favor of the Baltimore Ravens. Most of the first quarter, for those of you following along on the radio broadcast right here on 560 WQAM, basically sounded like this.
They're giving him the football off right tackle. He's into the end zone for a Baltimore touchdown. Play action fake. They give it to Marquise Brown down the middle of the field. Touchdown, Baltimore. Back to throw. Jackson looking plenty of time. Flicks his wrist down the field, and he's caught. And receiver Brown again at the 10-5 touchdown. Jackson out of the shotgun this time with an empty backfield. Back to throw. All the time in the world. Deep downfield. Touchdown. Willie Snead.
It seemed like before you could even blink, the Dolphins were down. And down big in that first quarter and obviously for the rest of the game. For Dolphins fans, not much you can be happy about with the entire game. The Dolphins gave up 643 yards to the Ravens as we run through some numbers. That's the most yards in franchise history for the Baltimore Ravens that they've ever put up. 59 points was the most points allowed in a home loss for the Fins. That was broken in the third quarter when the Ravens passed the previous 49 points against the Patriots back in 2011. It was also the most yards allowed ever for Miami Dolphins team. The previous was 622 yards allowed back in that same game against the Pats in 2011. It was also the worst home loss for the Miami Dolphins. The previous one was the 48-3 loss to Kansas City back in 1968. And finally, the most touchdowns allowed in franchise history. They tied a record of 8 there. That was set in a Buffalo loss in 66 and the 62-7 loss back in 2000 to Jacksonville. Dave Hyde of the Sun Sentinel, he helped me out with some of those stats. He also had some thoughts on this bad loss for the Dolphins. His stats of the game that he wrote in the Sun Sentinel, here they are. Number one, 9 minutes. That's how long it took for the Dolphins to get booed at Hard Rock Stadium in their home opener. 9 minutes. Unbelievable. Number two, 15 games. That's how many are left this season. And number three, 230 days until the NFL draft. Now, if you're looking for a positive from the game, it was Preston Wilson's touchdown grab.
Pulls it down, fires, touchdown! Preston Williams got his feet down, his first score, his third consecutive reception as a Miami Dolphin.
All right, Miami.
Nice to see him bounce back, huh? After the drop pass in the end zones, come back with some nice catches, and he's going to be around and play a lot, man. So it's great. Good to see him. Nice move, too. Stuttered, came back in the middle, and got those feet down.
We're not going to win this game, but we're building.
A great call there from Jimmy Cephalo, Joe Rose, and Bob Greasy. And you heard it there at the end from Bob. They're not going to win this game or that loss. Obviously, we know what happened, but they're building. And that seems to be the theme for this Miami Dolphins team. We talked about it last week. They're building for the future. Look, there's no question and there's no hiding what this Dolphins team is trying to do. Again, I won't use the T word that we're all afraid of because the franchise has time and time again denied it. They've said they are not tanking. Brian Flores says his team will compete. And if that's the message the franchise is giving, it's the way we must judge them. A team that is trying to compete now. Their transactions, their acquisitions, the moves they've made, might give off a different message, and I understand why Dolphin fans and so much of the national media is giving attention to those moves and some of the head-scratching trades. Now, it is very easy to understand, and a lot of the local media will say, why people believe this team is looking ahead to the NFL draft. Again, Dave Hyde let us know 230 days left. A 59-10 loss only adds more fuel to that tanking fire because it strengthens the argument that this team isn't truly trying to compete. Another major storyline going into week one, Fitzpatrick or Josh Rosen. We know Ryan Fitzpatrick ended up starting the game. He will be the starter for week two against New England. I don't really want to spend too much time nitpicking the play of either of those two quarterbacks. Look, let's be honest. They got outmatched. Lamar Jackson was the best quarterback on the field throughout the course of the game, or at least the parts he played, because he was pulled surprisingly early because of the score. I don't think this loss can be pinned on Ryan Fitzpatrick. I don't think this loss can be pinned on Josh Rosen. I don't think it's fair to judge Josh Rosen's play when he came in when the team is down as much as they were down by. Now, that interception, definitely some questions can be raised on the throw. I prefer to evaluate Josh Rosen when he's given his fair share, when he's put in to start a game, when we see what he's truly capable of doing in a Miami Dolphins uniform. More likely than not, that's probably going to come sooner rather than later. I believe we will see Josh Rosen. I believe he will end up starting for this Miami Dolphins team. I think it's only a matter of time that that's a reality. A lot of people were looking at that game after the bye week against Washington, and it does seem to be a solid time. Ryan Fitzpatrick will have the first 4 weeks. Obviously, after tomorrow's game against New England, the Dolphins will play in Dallas, and then they'll be back home against the San Diego Chargers, and then they'll have their Week 5 bye. That Week 6 mark still looking like the ideal time to bring Josh Rosen in, let Ryan Fitzpatrick get his reps, let Ryan Fitzpatrick prove he should be the starter of this team, and if not, you defer to the guy that you traded for and you brought in to ultimately see if he can be the quarterback of your future. Now, I know how frustrated so many Dolphin fans were leaving the stadium, leaving their friends' houses. I mean, most people didn't stick around for the entire game, unless you're a Baltimore fan. Greg Likens and Troy Stratford, they host the post-game show for the Miami Dolphins right here on your home of the Miami Dolphins, 560 The Joe, WQAM. Greg and Troy took phone calls after that game. And, yeah, frustration from Dolphin fans calling in upset, questioning the direction of this franchise. Why are they getting blown out at home week one, 59-10? Caller after caller upset with the result of that game. And obviously, it's normal to be upset when your team loses 59-10. And perhaps for myself and others here at 560, we weren't really expecting too much from this Miami Dolphins team this season. So our expectations definitely were not heightened going into week one against the Ravens. I was a little surprised to see how many Dolphin fans didn't realize what was coming their way. Now, the good news, or maybe the bad news, depending how you look at it, there's still 15 games left for this Miami Dolphins team. And that starts tomorrow, of course, with the New England Patriots. Late in the program, we'll get to some of the bigger news regarding tomorrow's Week 2 matchup versus New England, including updates on Minka Fitzpatrick. You know, there's a ton going on with Minka Fitzpatrick. He was in the news during Thursday Night Football. And obviously, Antonio Brown, it's crazy. We've made it into what, like 8-9 minutes of this show already, and we haven't brought up Antonio Brown. It seems like he's been the epicenter of the NFL for probably since training camp, and now his name is in the news for things that are not great at all. We'll have reaction to Antonio Brown's status for tomorrow's game. Bill Belichick obviously spoke on this. Mike Florio and Adam Beasley on the Minka Fitzpatrick situation. But coming up next, we'll talk to Dolphins first-round pick Christian Wilkins. He joined Hawk and Crowder yesterday, and it was a truly memorable interview. You'll find out how he was able to deal with that tough loss to Baltimore in his first NFL game, as well as his top three favorite movies and an interesting selection of music he listens to before games to hype him up. Trust me, you don't want to miss that. This dude was awesome. You'll learn a lot about the Dolphins' first-round pick from this past year's draft. Don't forget to follow WQAM on Twitter and Instagram at 560TheJoe WQAM for all the latest updates on the Miami Dolphins. You can follow me as well at Alex M. Solana. Dolphins Rewind is driven by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall is a proud partner of the Miami Dolphins. The Auto Mall has it all, Chevy, Cadillac, Buick, and GMC. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. The Dolphins, 0-1, get the Super Bowl champion, Bill Belichick-led New England Patriots tomorrow, 1 p.m. kickoff, right here on 560 The Joe WQAM. Christian Wilkins is next.
This is Dolphins Rewind on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
Welcome back to the Miami Dolphins Rewind Show. I'm your host, Alejandro Solana. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Alex M. Solana. Follow 560 The Joe WQAM on Twitter and IG as well at 560 WQAM. And follow the Miami Dolphins at Miami Dolphins. Dolphins Rewind is driven by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall is a proud partner of the Miami Dolphins. The Auto Mall has it all, Chevy, Cadillac, Buick, and GMC. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. Coming up a little later on the show, we'll hear from Mike Florio of ProFootballTalk.com, his thoughts on the Minka Fitzpatrick news. But right now, we'll hear from the Dolphins' first-round pick, Christian Wilkins. He joined the Hawk and Crowder show yesterday on a Football Friday on 560 The Joe WQAM and was an absolutely amazing interview. Trust me, you don't want to miss this. You'll learn how the rookie D-tackle handled the big loss in his first NFL game. Remember, losing 59-10 in your first NFL game, gotta be tough. Plus, a message for all Dolphin fans who may be questioning the direction of the franchise.
So, Dolphins hosting the New England Patriots at Hard Rock Stadium Sunday. Fans can visit Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Dolphins in Hard Rock Stadium, or Dolphins.com to purchase single-game tickets to the Dolphins-Patriots game. To learn more about becoming a member of the Dolphins and guarantee the best ticket price and location, call 1-888-FINSTIX or visit Dolphins.com. Christian Wilkins is on the line. So he was Dolphins' number one pick in the draft this year. And he played his first ever NFL game last Sunday. And it may have been, probably was, the worst outcome of his football playing career.
I know since I don't know what he played high school at, but I know he wasn't losing like that at Clemson.
You want to hear something interesting? I saw this on Yahoo Sports. Christian Wilkins lost four times by a combined 27 points. Combined 27 points in his 4 years at Clemson. And then lost by 49 points. But it's still, because you did it, it's still the culmination of a dream, though. You get out there.
It's bittersweet. Because, my first year, you're all excited to play in the NFL, And no matter how the games go, you're still in the NFL now. So it is a bittersweet thing.
Well, you've spoken with him when you did your rookie speech, right?
Great dude.
And yes.
Grown up, not a kid. That's why I said dude. So not good kid. Great man. He's a good dude.
He is here. Christian Wilkins. Hello, Christian.
Hey, hello. How you guys doing? Thanks for having me on the show.
We're good. We appreciate it. Now, I was just saying to Crowder, like, you lived out your dream. You're playing in an NFL game last Sunday, but by the end, the dream, it has to feel a little bit like a nightmare. Like, I know it's still the culmination of a dream, but they've put up 59 points on the defense. How do you think you're going to recall your first NFL game, years from now?
Well, look, here's the thing. You guys kind of touched on it, but, I'm still living the dream. This is what I wanted to do since, I was 8 years old. Since I was a little chubby, fat, 8-year-old kid, ran out there with a helmet and shoulder pads that were too big. Like, this is what I wanted to do, play at the highest level. And, so I'm getting to do that. And, part of that, being a pro and being a competitor, things aren't always going to go your way. There's going to be good games. There's going to be bad games. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. Obviously my career in terms of, wins and losses, it being the first game, it didn't get off to the way I would have dreamed of it happening. But that's the thing. It still was only the first game of my career. It's part of the learning curve. It's part of the process. It's part of the ups and downs of being a pro now and being in the NFL. So it's all just part of the experience. So everything that comes my way, good, bad, ugly, you just got to kind of take it, embrace it, for what it is, and learn from it and get better. So, that's really just the mindset I have and the way I'm taking things.
And like you said, it's your first NFL game. You're living out your dream. The first real game, I know you played in the preseason a lot, but the first real game, is the was there a big difference? Did you have that welcome to the NFL moment, or are you still waiting for it?
I didn't have that specific, like, welcome to the NFL moment where, like, you know, I just got, you know, completely driven off the ball, dumped on my back type of thing or nothing like that, or nothing crazy like that. But, you know, just playing, you know, against the guys every day, guys across from me. You know, my first game, I went up against a, you know, 14-year vet, 8-time All-Pro, and Marshall Yonder. So that wasn't an easy task. But, you know, like, so just going up against him, like, that like, just things like that, you know, playing against, you know, just talent everywhere. You know, everybody's the best of the best that you're on the field against. So that's, you know, that so far right now is just kind of my welcome, you know, to the NFL moment. Welcome to the NFL moment. Just, you know, how talented everybody is, but not only how talented, but how savvy they are, how just intellectual and cerebral players they are. Really, you know, that's what's kind of been it so far.
Christian Wilkins is with us, Dolphins first-round draft pick this season. What about the game Sunday? Like, obviously, we know the score, but what did it feel like on the field when it was happening? Because you probably – we don't know your high school numbers, but I'm guessing you never experienced a defeat like that, and we know at Clemson that you didn't. So what does it feel like when they're just seemingly scoring at will? Was it like an out-of-body experience?
Well, no, because the thing is you're still locked in. You're still trying your hardest. You're still trying to fight. You're not quitting. Just because the scoreboard says one thing, you know, you're still trying your best as a competitor, you know, just to kind of just stay locked in, stay, you know, do what your coaches are asking you to, and just still play the game and finish it the right way. Afterward, you know, watching the tape and, you know, thinking about the game, that was a lot harder than when it was going on in the game, you know, just to realize what was happening. But, you know, while you're out there, you're still just trying to execute the game plan and stay locked in and, you know, just stop them on every drive, even though, you know, we had a tough time doing that. That's kind of your mindset and your approach.
And with a loss like that, Sunday, Christian, we know there's some guys get upset, and we've heard a lot of stories. What's the mood in the locker room? What are guys saying to each other? How do you bounce back from a loss like that? And what's the team approach to bouncing back?
Well, really just the thing is we just got to kind of take our licks like men. You know, it was a bad game. It was a bad first game. Really just take it and learn from it and ultimately get better. That's the kind of the mindset and approach you have to take it. You know, it's a loss is a loss, whether it's by 1 point or whether it was by, you know, 49 points or whatever. You know, so you still got to learn. And even if you win, you know, you still make mistakes. It wasn't perfect. So you just can't, you know, you kind of can't get too down on the losses, can't get too up on the victories that you have, whether it's, you know, a team victory, an individual win or an individual loss or a team loss. You kind of just have to, you know, just still strive to get better and execute. You know, whatever it is asked to get done.
Christian Wilkins is with us. Again, Dolphins host the Patriots, Hard Rock Stadium Sunday. Fans can visit Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Dolphins in Hard Rock Stadium, or Dolphins.com to purchase single-game tickets. And if you want to learn more about becoming a member of the Dolphins and guarantee the best ticket price and location, call 1-888-FINSTICKS or visit Dolphins.com. We had Sam Aguavin on last week. And Crowder asked him about making NFL money versus CFL money because he had spent 3 years in the CFL. And Sam Aguavin was so honest. He said, I'm going to tell you one thing. People always say money isn't going to change me. I'm not going to say that because money might change me. So what about you? We have read, after you got drafted, I was fascinated personally by some of the stories about your frugality while you were in college. The one that really had me just fascinated was you would go to a restaurant, you order a glass of water, and then you'd ask for a little side plate of some lemons, and then you'd take the sweetener on the table, you'd put the lemons in, you'd pour the sweetener in, you would make your own lemonade because that was no charge versus, you know, $2.49 for a glass of lemonade or whatnot. So have you continued doing that?
Absolutely. I'm still as frugal as ever. You know, I got a little bit more money, but I try not to spend it to the best of my abilities. Always looking for the deals. Always looking for the, you know, whatever I can. However I can save money, that's what I try to do. I mean, because, like, my thing is, like, yeah, it's nice to have the money. You're building towards something. You have a career. You have a profession now. But, you know, I still like, you know, the biggest thing is this game, first of all, is still just fun to me. So it doesn't really feel like a job. You know, it's still just, you know, I'm still doing what I've always wanted to do. I just love it. It's fun. So So, like, you know, really I just try to keep it, you know, keep my frugal ways, live off as little as possible, just have the necessary things I need in my life, and everything else, you know, is, you know, I don't need all the extras. So I really just try to keep my frugalness for sure.
Is it difficult, bro? Because we can look on the internet now, 9.5 up front now. The numbers are out there, bro. Is it hard to have 5, 6 sitting in the bank talking about, hey, give me some extra lemons and some sugar, please?
No. The thing is, I feel like, no, it's not hard. I'm very, like, you know, humble when it comes to that stuff. Like, there's no shame in my game. But I definitely still get a lot of crap from, like, my family, my friends, former teammates and everything like that, just about how cheap I am. Just things like that. They're always getting on me. Just like, Christian, like, you know, you got money, you can spend it. I'm like, nope, I'm good. See, I don't want to even let that creep in, because then that's when it really gets bad. So I don't even try to, you know, let those thoughts creep into my head.
And any of those silly business propositions, anybody come at you with the best deal ever?
No, exactly. You know, those are there too. You just got to ignore people. Everyone knows what's the best thing for you to do with your money. We could flip that and make this, and we could, you want to invest in this? I'm like, no thanks. I'm just going to hold on to what I got and just, you know, keep it to myself for now. I definitely got a lot of those. So.
But are you like going into Publix with a stack of coupons?
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. Coupons, Groupons, everything. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a second. Whatever. No, come on. You're not shopping. You're not looking at the Groupon site.
Do you have the Groupon app?
Hey, no. And then, no, you just got to do what you got to do. I believe in bartering and talking people down. You just got to see what you can negotiate. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm as cheap as they come.
Well, wait a second, though, because we know.
I'm still wearing the same suits from high school. Like, I don't, you know, I don't really need to spend, like, same suits from high school, same from college. I don't. You know, if it ain't free, it ain't for me. So that's kind of my mindset.
Crowder's told us about his rookie season where you had to take everyone to dinner. It was what, $16,000, $17,000?
$17,000.
Now you're a rookie, and they know how much money you got. So what happened?
See, I feel like I'm not looking forward to that, to the rookie dinner.
But you're gonna have to do it. Like, you're not showing up with a coupon, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, well, I'm going to try to see, you know, I'm going to talk to guys down. I'm going to try to be as nice of a rookie as possible so the guys take it easier on me on the back end. You know, that's kind of my approach. You know, do what I need to do now as a rookie, be nice to the guys, do everything they ask now. So when it comes to the rookie dinner, that, you know, it's nothing too crazy, or they have a little, you know, they take it easy on me. But, yeah, that's the thing. The guys kind of know how much I make, so I feel like regardless, they're not going to take it too easy. They're going to be ordering 4 steaks each and
they can also order bottles of liquor to go. That's what got me in trouble.
The Crowder.
What is it called? Right. Louis the 13th to go, Christian. That's what I was dealing with.
Oh, man. And they got that 1942 out now, too. Oh. So everybody's going crazy about that. But I know that ain't cheap either.
They're gonna say Prime 112, obviously. And are you gonna kindly suggest Applebee's makes a nice steak?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Applebee's got great steak.
you two know, for all one.
That. Yeah. No, for sure. Right. Exactly.
If we go on a Wednesday, fellas,
the 2 for 20s, all that good stuff. It tastes just as good. You won't miss it.
That's funny, man.
Oh, man.
Christian Wilkins is with us. First round draft pick for the Dolphins. They've got the Patriots on Sunday. Let's get to know you a little bit here before we run out of time, because you're new to the to the area, new to the Dolphins. People are texting in. They love you. They're rooting for you. Like, you're one of those likable guys. Sam Aguavin last week. I mean,
we
fell in love with him. Quickly, what's your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, man, that's tough. That is tough. But, all right, I'll give you a top three.
Okay.
I would say Catch Me If You Can, Glory Road, and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Excuse me? What's that again?
What?
We've seen the picture of you as a Power Ranger, but that's one of the top three?
Top three, no doubt. Yes, sir.
Catch Me If You Can, that's the Leonardo DiCaprio movie?
Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Hanks, yep. Glory Road, you know, the Texas Western basketball team, and then Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, top three.
It's quite the span of.
I know. I'm a different breed. I'm a different guy. I'm a weird guy, so you can't judge me. You ask the questions, I answer them.
All right. No, we appreciate it. Favorite TV show?
I would say Tyler Perry's House of Pain. I liked it a lot growing up.
Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
I've never seen it.
Yep, that's what I'll go with.
Last concert that you've seen?
Ooh, so I went to a Day 26 concert last March, and they kind of have like an old school R&B vibe, you know. So I'm really big on the old school R&B, like the classic groups, the classic boy groups, and everything. I really like the 90s groups, that kind of vibe. Those are like my favorite kind of favorite kind of artists. So the last concert I was at was a Day 26 concert last March.
You got any babies?
No, I don't. But
you like R&B and don't have no babies?
The dude's frugal.
It don't take money to make a baby.
But it's expensive afterwards.
Right. Hell, you got to think about
exactly.
That. I didn't.
There's a reason, right?
Well, if you need help, man, I'll explain to you how to make a baby, bro.
All right. Appreciate you.
Favorite video game, Christian?
I would say NBA 2K.
NBA 2K. Okay. Did you get the D-Wade Legend Edition?
I did. I just got that. Yep.
Favorite restaurant in South Florida? You're new to the area.
Ooh. Dang. I would say the OB House in Fort Lauderdale. That's like my favorite spot.
All right.
You know, they got good breakfast, good brunch. And, you know, I haven't been too many places, just kind of local in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah.
And like you say, you're a different type, dude. We see you do a split after you won the national championship game. We heard about the free lemonade you make. I know you have to have some kind of crazy pregame ritual. You got to have something for us.
Nothing. I mean, there's nothing crazy, really. But, like, the thing is, like, I already just told you guys, I'm a big R&B fan. And, you know, before the games, you know, that's kind of what gets me in my mode and gets me in my mood. So most guys listening to the rah-rah rap hard stuff, I like to just slow down and keep it nice and calm and cool before the game. You know, listen to some R&B or even, I'm a big fan of, like, musicals and plays and stuff like that, too. So what's kind of been getting me through training camp was Hamilton, the play Hamilton. That's like I went and saw that in Broadway this past summer, and that was an awesome play. I loved it, enjoyed it so much. So I've been listening to the whole soundtrack of Hamilton, the musical, all training camp. So that's kind of been that was my thing, and I'm still listening to it now, even after training camp. So
this is the most fascinating dude that I've ever spoken to, Crowder.
I told you.
And the Hamilton soundtrack.
Dude's different
That's crazy. Now, Christian Wilkins, we're going to let you go because we're running out of time, and I know obviously you want to go and you got to do your things. But you were, I believe, on that Clemson team that beat my Hurricanes 58-0. But now you play.
38-3.
Talking about the 58-0.
Let the man talk. Oh, okay.
But now you play in a stadium that's shared by my Miami Hurricanes. If the Hurricanes win the Coastal – and then they were to face Clemson, say, in the ACC championship game. What do you think the outcome might be?
All I know is, you know, I got to go with my guys, go with my squad. Clemson's always, you know, I always got to go with Clemson. They'll come out on top for sure. What the score will be, I can't say, but definitely Clemson will win that one.
That 58-0 had to be fun, huh? Not for us, but that had to be fun for you.
Oh, right. Yo, yeah, no, that was definitely did enjoy that. That one sticks out. The shutouts always stick out, you're a part of one of those.
Let me give you one more chance here on the way out to speak to Dolphins fans who might be a little shook after last Sunday's final score. They don't really know what hit them. What does Christian Wilkins have to say to everybody?
Well, really just the biggest thing is that we're working. We're working towards something to be better, you know, just be a better team, work individually, just to be a part of something great. It's not like we're just getting after it each and every day, trying to improve, and that's all we're trying to do. And you know, hopefully by the end of the year, there'll be, you know, we'll put out a result that everyone can be proud of.
There you go, Christian Wilkins. Man, you got some fans on the text machine just listening to you. And we were looking forward to talking to you. And Crowder had said this guy is just like he's a man. He's not a young guy. He's
a grown.
And even with the '90s stuff, like you're an old soul, right? Yes. You've always been.
Right.
I bet.
Yeah. I got a real old soul. Yeah.
Christian Wilkins. Good luck on Sunday, man.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
I'll let you, bro.
Appreciate you making the time. Dolphins again hosting the Patriots. Hard Rock Stadium Sunday. Fans can visit Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium, or go to dolphins.com to purchase single-game tickets. And if you want to learn more about becoming a member of the Dolphins and guarantee the best ticket price and location, call 1-888-FINS-TICKS or visit dolphins.com.
Really hard not to love Christian Wilkins after that interview. Truly is not only a talented football player, but a very smart and interesting person as well. I mean, the dude listens to Hamilton before games. Like, nobody in the history of the NFL has ever said, yeah, I get hyped listening to Hamilton. I mean, no disrespect to Hamilton, unbelievable play. It costs like $1 million just to watch it on Broadway, but not typically the sounds you'll hear in an NFL locker room. Everything, Power Rangers, the dude's unique. I love that about Christian Wilkins. I look forward to seeing his progression on the field with the Miami Dolphins. Coming up next, we'll get to the Minkah Fitzpatrick news. I know it's been a major headline since Thursday Night Football when news broke that the Dolphins are letting him pursue a trade out of Miami. And we're going to look ahead to the Dolphins and Patriots game that'll kick off tomorrow at Hard Rock Stadium. Don't forget, you can hear the game right here on 560 The Joe, WQAM, live with kickoff at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Jimmy, Joe, and Bob will be on the call. At 9 a.m., though, Chris Whittingham and former Dolphins linebacker Channing Crowder will kick off the Dolphins pregame show right here on this station. Don't forget to follow WQAM on Twitter and Instagram at 560 The Joe, WQAM, for all the latest on the Miami Dolphins. You can follow me as well at Alex M. Solana. Dolphins Rewind is driven by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall is a proud partner of the Miami Dolphins. The Auto Mall has it all: Chevy, Cadillac, Buick, and GMC. Visit edmoresawgrass.com.
This is Dolphins Rewind on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
Welcome back to Dolphins Rewind. I am your host again, Alejandro Solana. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Alex M. Solana. You can follow 560 The Joe WQAM on Twitter and Instagram at 560 WQAM and follow the Miami Dolphins at Miami Dolphins as well. Dolphins Rewind is driven by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall is a proud partner of the Miami Dolphins. The Auto Mall has it all: Chevy, Cadillac, Buick, and GMC. Visit edmoresawgrass.com. Again, the Dolphins, 59-10 losers in their season opener. They drop to 0-1. They'll host the New England Patriots tomorrow at Hard Rock Stadium, 1 p.m. kickoff. A game you can hear right here on 560 The Joe WQAM. We'll get to that more in just a bit, but some big news broke Thursday night during Thursday Night Football about the Miami Dolphins. A report from Chris Mortensen, who said the Dolphins were giving 2018 first-round pick Minkah Fitzpatrick the permission to seek a trade out of Miami. ESPN's Dolphins reporter Cameron Wolf tweeted yesterday that Minkah Fitzpatrick is coming off his worst NFL game against Baltimore. Minkah believes that's partly because of position uncertainty. Minkah played 3-4 positions on Sunday and was told his role would continue to change. He's become increasingly frustrated. Again, that's from Cameron Wolf of ESPN. Now, to break this down, this is even something that goes back to the start of training camp. Questions about Minkah's role with the Miami Dolphins. Even so much so that his own mother made headlines after she took to Twitter to express displeasure with Minkah's role on the Miami Dolphins defense. If you don't remember that, go ahead and go to Twitter, go to Google. She went to Twitter and slammed the team. It was a big story for a couple days, and Minkah didn't really back down from that. He said he agreed with his mother, basically, and again, just not something you want to see from your first-round pick from just a year ago. It seems Fitzpatrick wants to play in the slot. It's where he's comfortable. It's where he's played. At least his actions appear to display that. And Brian Flores, coming from that Patriots system, constantly preaching versatility. They want players to play wherever they see fit. They don't necessarily have players play in just one position. And it's something you've seen from the Bill Belichick teams in the past where guys move around the field. Next man up. That's just the way it is. And when it comes to Minkah Fitzpatrick, it showed in that first game, they've used him all over the field, whether it's linebacker, whether it's in the slot, whether it's safety, even some corner. I mean, the guy's literally everywhere. And it appears Minkah doesn't want to be in that role. He wants to play in the slot. It's where he's comfortable. Now, Joe Rose and Zach Krantz, they were joined by Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk yesterday. Let's hear his thoughts on the report that the Dolphins defensive back Minkah Fitzpatrick has received permission to seek a trade.
What do you think of Minkah Fitzpatrick now receiving permission to seek a trade?
Well, it tells me he was one of the guys who was livid after the week one loss to the Ravens and who, among other players, instructed their agents, get me the hell out of here. I don't want to be part of this. You know, you can't do the full season NBA tank in the NFL. It doesn't work
right.
Because guys still have to go out and play.
Right. I agree.
And you know, it's and I've been an advocate for years that when you get to the end of the season, if you're out of the playoffs, let's do 5-11, 4-12, 3-13. Put your young players out there under the guise of seeing what they have. And if you lose, great, because we draft higher. But doing it from week one, that's never going to work. And this is the first real test of that strategy in the NFL. And I think this is going to prove to every franchise it's never going to work, because you're going to have guys who are in that locker room who know they're probably not going to be there when the process does yield results. And I think Xavien Howard is the only guy who has a guaranteed spot beyond this year. And it's going to create a lot of acrimony, a lot of frustration, and situations like this where we have a guy who isn't even eligible for a new contract for another season and 15 games,
right,
wanting out of Miami and getting permission to seek a trade.
Hawk and Crowder of the Hawkman and Crowder Show spoke to Adam Beasley of the Miami Herald. He covers the Miami Dolphins for the Miami Herald. They also spoke to him about the Minkah Fitzpatrick news. Here's Hawk and Crowder asking Adam Beasley if Minkah is one of the players that the organization should try to talk to and try to avoid getting to the point where Minkah wants out.
Well, we don't know if they haven't already tried to do that. That's the thing. I mean, usually when it gets to this point, it's the point of no return.
Yeah.
Because all of the, you know, options have been exhausted. All the conversations have been had. They've had couples counseling. They've done all this to try to get on the same page, and we hear about it. Now, I don't know if Minkah wanted to go public. I think this, I'm not going to get inside Mortensen's head, who broke the story. We've been hearing rumblings for some time that he wasn't happy, and we've been hearing rumblings for some time that players wanted out, and he was always a guy on our list of suspicions. But he had never come to us and said, "Hey, I'm gonna force my way out of here. I want to go public with this." There's a reason, you know. He practiced today, and they expect him to play on Sunday, and he didn't want to say a word about it in the locker room today. I think he's a bit embarrassed by the attention. My guess as to what happened was the Dolphins made some phone calls to other teams, and one of those teams tipped off Mort. And the Dolphins never wanted this to become public. You think back when Kiko Alonso was going to be dealt. He avoided us like crazy. There was nothing in the media that he had been forcing his way out until it happened. Same with Laremy Tunsil, that last preseason game, when there was all that talk he'd be gone. He refused to answer questions. He didn't want to be the story. He didn't want to do anything that might shake it up. So I think Minkah knows the best way to get out of here is to do the right thing. Keep your head down. Try not to make waves. Now you can't avoid it. I mean, it's going to be a national story today. It's going to be a story during the game on Sunday, which is going to be broadcast to a quarter of the country. He is going to be in the spotlight for a reason that he never wanted. Now, one could say he brought this on himself for being the squeaky wheel to begin with, but I kind of have a little sympathy for the dude because he had never, ever lost in college. I mean, I think they lost like 3 games in his 4 years or something ridiculous at Alabama. And he was not used properly last year, and he let us know about it after the season was over. And you have this new coach coming in, this defensive genius. He's going to use you to the best of your abilities, and he gets smoked on Sunday, absolutely smoked, I think in a lot of ways, because he was set up to fail. So he's unhappy. He's been unhappy for a while, and I think it just came to the forefront because the Dolphins started making phone calls to other teams, and those teams told Chris Mortensen.
Always great insight from the Miami Herald's Dolphins beat reporter. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Adam H. Beasley. Some other big news for the upcoming game against the New England Patriots tomorrow. Wide receiver Albert Wilson of the Miami Dolphins will be out with a hip and calf injury. We know that hip injury is what sidelined him last year for most of the second half of the season. It's a big blow to the Dolphins' offense, which we already know is pretty limited in their season opener against Baltimore, only notching 10 points the entire game. As for the defense, some more bad news. Safety Rashad Jones, former Pro Bowler, he's also out with an ankle injury. So the Dolphins, shorthanded, missing one of their best offensive weapons, one of the fastest guys in the NFL, and now missing arguably their best defensive player. It's going to be tough because guess who's coming tomorrow to Hard Rock Stadium? It's Tommy Brady, Bill Belichick. Ugh, get ready for that guy. And the Patriots, they're going to enter Hard Rock Stadium with a 1-0 record. They crushed the Steelers on Thursday Night Football last week, 33-3. And oh yeah, they added Antonio Brown, who didn't play against Pittsburgh. We know AB has been in the news plenty all week. Questions about his status for tomorrow are there because of the sexual assault allegations filed against him earlier this week. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported Friday Brown won't be placed on the commissioner exempt list, making him eligible for tomorrow. That doesn't mean he's going to play for sure, but when asked about Brown's status for Sunday, Patriots coach Bill Belichick said yesterday, quote, "We'll do what's best for the team." You never really do get much from Bill Belichick, do you? And when he does speak, you can barely hear him too because he kind of whispers into the mic in a very low voice. He's been deflecting all week on Antonio Brown, so it's definitely something to keep an eye on to see if Antonio Brown's going to play. He's obviously a difference maker, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. He might be, you know, a head case. He left Oakland in a very polarizing manner. He was, you know, didn't have feet for most of Hard Knocks. So, Antonio Brown, a question mark, something Dolphin fans want to keep an eye on. Another thing Dolphin fans may want to keep an eye on, the weather, because there appears to be another tropical disturbance out in the Atlantic Ocean. First and foremost, we want to send prayers out to the Bahamas, already a community that was devastated by Hurricane Dorian, as we all know, and just really hope that storm causes no more damage to the people in the Bahamas, because we know that's the last thing that anybody wants. But that storm also may make an impact on the game. Weather, another big factor that can keep this game a low-scoring game. The Patriots do come into Hard Rock Stadium as 19.5-point favorites. It's actually one of the biggest point spreads ever for NFL football. Now, Miami fans looking for hope. Yes, there is some hope. Vlad, producer Vlad is in here. He's telling me, man, you're trying to give Dolphin fans hope. He thinks I'm crazy. Well, you want some hope here, Dolphin fans. Here's some hope as to why the Dolphins may have a chance against the New England Patriots, as crazy as it might seem tomorrow. The Patriots have won just 7 of the 17 games that Tom Brady has played in Miami. Yes, including last season's shocking loss on a nice 69-yard touchdown as time expired, now known, of course, as the Miami Miracle.
Tannehill, last shot, back to throw. They throw it down. They try to pitch it, and they do, to Parker. Parker pitches it, and it's Drake. Drake, 30, 20. Gronkowski's got a tackle.
Oh, no way.
He got it in the end zone. Touchdown.
The Dolphins win it.
Unbelievable.
Are you kidding me? That is unbelievable.
I don't believe what I just saw.
I was in the press box for that game, and just to give a quick little personal story, and I remember sitting there with a couple coworkers here from 560, and most of the time when you expect the game to be over, you want to be one of the first reporters down to the locker room. You want to make sure you're one of the first guys in there to get a good position for, you know, when you have to talk to some of the players. So I'd say 95% of the media was already in line for the elevators. They weren't watching that Kenyon Drake play. They weren't watching the Dolphins about to make history. And I remember thinking, like, bro, what am I going to do? Go stand in line and go sit down in the tunnel, another depressing Dolphins loss. Let me just sit here, watch the rest of the game, have nothing to lose, really. And it ended up being probably the best decision I've ever made because, oh my God. I mean, it's the Miami Miracle. You put it up there with Game 6 Ray Allen shot. And I get it. It didn't have the implications that Ray Allen's Game 6 shot had, but it's one of those moments that every Miami sports fan will remember for the rest of their life. Any media member in Miami who tells you that they saw that play, I'm telling you, there's like a 99% chance they're lying. Because I was in that media room, and I will tell you, there's only like six people left who hadn't already gone down to the tunnel because, just like everybody else, they thought the game was over. Anytime the Dolphins beat the Patriots, it's a good feeling. It's one of our biggest rivals. It's Tom Brady. It's Bill Belichick. They've dominated the AFC East for pretty much my entire lifetime. I was born in 1994. And, like, how many Super Bowls do they have? I'm sick of it. Like, I'm sick of watching Tom Brady and Bill Belichick dominate this division. Before we wrap things up, one more pretty cool thing about tomorrow's game for everybody heading out there and everybody that's going to catch the game. The Dolphins will be in those throwback unis, the white ones that everybody saw on social media when they released them in the offseason. It's one bright spot of tomorrow, right? Even if the Dolphins can't beat the defending Super Bowl champions, even if they get crushed at home again for the second week in a row, they fought a 0-2, Dolphin fans are disappointed. One bright spot, they're going to look good while getting crushed. I think we can all appreciate and are all in love with the Miami Dolphins throwback jerseys. Most people probably would agree that they should just only wear those throwbacks. Damn, those throwbacks are so nice. Don't forget, you can hear the game right here on 560 The Joe, WQAM, live with kickoff at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Jimmy, Joe Rose, and Bob will be on the call. At 9 a.m., though, Chris Whittingham and former Dolphins linebacker Channing Crowder will kick off the Dolphins pregame show right here on this station. I'd like to thank our producer Manny Chang for always doing an amazing job behind the glass. Next on WQAM is the Dustin Feely Real Estate Show with Dustin Feely, Lori, Dennis, and Mike. That crew is always awesome. You'll definitely want to stick around for that. I'd like to thank you for listening to Week 2's edition of the Dolphins Rewind Show. Next week, we'll be on again, 9 a.m., right here, 560 The Joe, WQAM, same time every Saturday. Dolphins Rewind was driven by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall is a proud partner of the Miami Dolphins. The Auto Mall has it all, Chevy, Cadillac, Buick, and GMC. Visit edmoresawgrass.com for more information. I'm Alejandro Solana. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Alex M. Solana. Follow 560 The Joe on Twitter and Instagram as well, at 560 The Joe, for all your Miami Dolphins updates heading into tomorrow's game. And follow the Miami Dolphins as well on all social media platforms. Dolphins Patriots Week 2 tomorrow, 1 p.m. kickoff here on 560 The Joe, WQAM.